This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to America Tonight, this version, Kate Delaney. Hope you're doing well on this shortened week for many people. It's weird, I've said this before, but why is it that it seems as though it's harder to get things rolling along, and I know you know what I'm saying, when you've had an extra day or two to actually rest? I think there's something about that we need to look into. Whenever we have that Monday holiday, it seems like the week, it either multiplies for people, or it feels like an accordion where it's kind of going back and forth. I can see it in the eyes of different folks when I was like pumping gas today. Everybody looked as though they were in slow motion, and it wasn't me because I had already had my coffee. Not in slow motion is the reaction time of Donald Trump. He is the fastest tweeter in the land, that's for sure. I think when he's out going from one hamlet to another, he should tell people just how quickly he can jump on whatever it is that is the offering of the day. You know, we do live in this 140 character world because so much happens and breaks in the world of Twitter. And he really is the king of reacting almost simultaneous to whatever it is that's going on with Hillary Clinton or something to do with the Republican convention. And I'll tell you what's happening now, and this is Trump defending tweets. He talked about the fact that he should have left it up. Now, what do you think he was talking about? He was talking about being blasted as anti-Semitic and saying that's ridiculous. And these are his first public comments on the controversy. So he defended his tweet targeting Hillary Clinton and said that he shouldn't have deleted it. He said he shouldn't have deleted it. He tweeted a picture of a Disney sticker book for Frozen that featured a six-pointed star. And he said, "Where is the outrage for this Disney book? Is this the Star of David also? Dishonest media." That's what he tweeted. And he says he should have left it up. He shouldn't have taken it down. And of course, this had to do with Hillary Clinton in a roundabout way over the private emails, including classified information that she's not going to face the charges on a day when Clinton's controversies really dominated the airwaves. Trump resurrected some of his own because of what he had tweeted about the Disney star and the star, comparing it to the Star of David. On Monday, the Clinton campaign knocked Trump for using a blatantly anti-Semitic image and criticized the de facto Republican nominee for refusing to apologize for the tweet. Trump held a rally in Ohio, and he's hitting up, of course, those places that we know are need to win states, Ohio being one of them. He also plugged the candidacy of a fellow Republican facing a tough re-election fight, urging his supporters at the top of his speech and in closing to go out and vote for Rob Portman, while slamming the Ohio senator's Democratic rival, former Ohio Governor Ted Strickland. And I think we're going to see more of this as we get closer to the conventions and, of course, when we come out on the other side of the conventions. You know, it becomes who's doing the speeches, who's doing the endorsing. All of that comes into play as we get closer and closer and closer. We still don't have the VP choices for Clinton or for Donald Trump. but supposedly will know both of the choices before they get to the convention. So you know what? That's going to be interesting, and I think, as we have now said many, many, many months in a row, the VP suddenly becomes much more newsworthy. As somebody who can help the campaign and a choice that really needs to be thought out rather than just picking who you think, if you throw it up against the wall, a name, it just might work. And by the way, the anti-Trump forces, and this is huge, my friends, the anti-Trump forces are close, they say, to the 28 votes they need to allow delegates to the Republican National Convention to be unbound and vote against Donald Trump's nomination, even though currently rules require them to vote for Trump, at least on the first ballot. But this is a huge story. If it's true and they can be unbound, there is a little bit of a loophole and some room to say no to Donald Trump. And there is no question in Cleveland, this is all anybody is going to be talking about. As they get ready, Quicken Loans Arena, they're working on it fast and furiously. We're a couple of weeks away from this. The number of 28 is significant because it's one-fourth, so you know it. It's about the numbers. It's one-fourth of the 112 total members of the Convention Rules Committee. And their approval would allow that to then go before the full convention. So leaving them unbound could make for an incredibly interesting convention because anybody could come out on the other side. 18, 15, 20, 28, they need that certain number for that to pass, for that to work. So the battle over Trump's controversial candidacy didn't stop when he got the number of delegates he needed to be named the presumptive nominee. The idea that you could block his nomination at the convention, including a conscience vote, is giant. It's like Paul Ryan said during Meet the Press over the weekend, the last thing I would do is tell anyone to do something that's contrary to their conscience. Of course I wouldn't do that. Was that a sneak preview? What did that mean? And if they're going to vote how they feel, it just may be that even though we're assuming it's Trump, this could really, really change once the convention is held, which is crazy to think about that. I mean, absolutely crazy. And supposedly, if you look at it and you shake the snow globe, the votes upside down, the majority of Trump's primary voters were Democratic crossovers, they say. So will that make a difference in the end? Did he bring out enough Republican voters? Can he bring out enough Republican voters? And the world keeps turning, doesn't it? 855-266-5283 if you want to throw in your two.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. 303-483-4885 or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Mucking stalls. Have you ever done that? I was thinking about this today. Somebody asked me if I like horses, and I said, I like horses just fine, as long as I can just get on the back of the horse and everything's ready to go. So obviously, by what I just rolled out in the first segment, they're not completely ready to go at the Republican convention, and probably not at the Democratic convention either. They've got their own sort of problems that they've got to shore up before they get there. You know, really, the convention these days is supposed to be one big rah-rah party for whoever the nominee is. It's not, it hasn't been cantankerous or let's argue or let's have the nominee, the presumptive nominee, knocked off the pedestal and let's be unbound delegate-wise. But this very well could sneak up and bite Donald Trump. It really could. Still, they got to have the solid 28, have to have the numbers, and have to have the people who are willing to execute it. So behind the scenes, there is a lot happening. There's a lot happening. And who is it that's going to be the VP? Now, if you're in this situation and you're Donald Trump, do you lean toward a Newt Gingrich? Do you lean toward a Chris Christie? Or is it better to have somebody that already has a national presence? And I don't know, because of what seems to be the problems that he has with the Republican Party, I would say it wouldn't be completely shocking if we did see somebody that's already in Congress. If there was maybe a surprise pitch, somebody not on the list or on the tip of our tongue that their names keep coming up in the Sunday swirl and what the media is saying and what's being released. You know, that's just shark bait, shark food, chumming the waters. I think it's about chumming the waters. So there really could be a serious surprise in this. I will say this, Donald Trump and the RNC do agree that money makes the world go round and feeds the beast, which is the campaign. So believe it or not, Trump and the RNC raised $51 million in June. That's the chunk of do-re-mi that was missing and that he needed. That means that people are willing to donate, and that's also part of the process, because if they're not willing to donate, if you can't get the big boys behind you, then you have an even more serious problem, believe it or not, than being worried about the party trying to bury you by being unbound, having enough unbound delegates. So the VP choice becomes even that much bigger, let's put it that way, for the Republicans. I think even that much bigger. Hey, coming up in our next hour, we're going to have a chat with Luke Vargas, who we've talked to really in places all over the world. We are 30 days out from Rio and the Olympic Games. 30 days out. And all we're hearing about is welcome to hell, police problems, the Zika virus, the venues being really kind of a mess, the problems with tourists and muggers and crime and just a political process that's in the toilet, just a myriad of brutal issues from water pollution to political strife. Will they be, unfurled? Will they be resolved before the games? I don't see how that can happen. So the Zika virus is one of them, and you'll be shocked by what Luke Vargas has to tell us. And he's there. He's there with scientists. He's there in these areas where the virus is thriving. I mean, it's spread to 61 countries. It's dominated the concerns. People are pulling out of the games because of fear of the virus and the birth defect that it can cause, the smaller than normal heads on babies. Olympic committees are offering ways to prevent spread of the disease, long sleeve shirts, pants, insect repellent. Some athletes, like I mentioned, are not competing in the games. Jason Day, Rory McIlroy, Adam Scott, all golfers, all high profile, they're skipping. There's construction problems, specifically on the velodrome. That's where they cycle. And there have been delays there. There's been contract disputes. Cyclists can use the track, but they need more work on the venue. And they won't be able to host the races until the games start. Will they be able to host the races? And that's a big, question mark. The water pollution, I think, to me, the water pollution especially is really scary when you think of how many sports are involved with the water. So they have been testing the water. In fact, even the Associated Press found high levels of viruses and bacteria in spots where sailing, rowing, canoeing, open water swimming, where that's going to be held. They found that super bacteria in the coastal waters. And then throw this in, you have the worst economic recession in decades. So public health concerns and safety and environmental mismanagement, it doesn't sound very good, does it? But you'll be surprised what Luke has to say about being there and hearing and seeing what's actually going on as he's really spending the next 5 days in Rio and has already been there for a couple of them. By the way, let's give you some good news. Would you mind if I dipped into a different side of the Olympics as we are 30 days out. Missy Franklin won the 100-meter backstroke in London, but didn't make the team in this event. Wow. Same thing for Ryan Locati in the 400 individual medley. Didn't make it either. Natalie Coughlin, a 12-time Olympic medalist, pulled out of the swimming trials after failing to make the team in her first two events. She's very, very popular. Jamaican sprinter Usain Bolt expects to be in Rio despite pulling out of his country's trials this weekend after tearing his hamstring. Fastest man on earth. People love, love, love Usain Bolt. Just to see him run is a pleasure. So that was disappointing to find out about Bolt. But again, saying that he will be there. So he wants to still go to the games. What does that mean? Does it mean that he's ultimately going to have any way to compete? The answer is, I don't think so. He's just cheerleading really on the side, which is good for teammates, I suppose, and it's definitely good for the sport because he is so incredibly, incredibly popular and transcends his own country. I think secretly, if it can't be your country, then other people want him to win. He definitely has massive, massive reach. He has that likability factor, off the charts likability. So it's no surprise, I suppose, that he wants to be there, to not be far from the action, and to be able to cheer on whomever it is that is going to be there in the end. And you could see that as he was competing, that he had that kind of personality. So the good news is that he'll be around. The bad news is I don't know that we're going to really see him so much in action. It seems very, very unlikely that we will. And by the way, I'm going to throw this in for grins since we're on happy, happy news. Somebody said to me today, earlier in the day, hey, are you a pancake person? Are you an egg person? Do you like breakfast all day long? Well, we already know that at McDonald's you can get breakfast all day long, but apparently the McGriddle is announced as all day long starting in the fall. Woohoo!
I put a spell on you.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Tonight, Fruits and Nuts, Shredded, and Bingo in our next segment, our last segment of the hour. If you want to chime in, Donald Trump defending remarks about a Disney star, bringing them back up again and saying, look, the anti-Trump forces are at work. I think every day there's going to be something new, and it already has been something new. But here's the big news. The big news is 28 is the number. 28 is one-fourth of the 112 total members of the Convention Rules Committee. Why I say 28 is because the story breaks, and we've heard this, the whisperings, the rumblings of it, that there is a chance. The Republican convention was with just weeks away could turn into an anti-Trump rally. 28 votes is what those forces need to allow delegates to the Republican National Convention to be unbound and vote against Trump's nomination, even though currently the rules do say they would have to vote for Trump at least on the first ballot. So that could really change the game. If all this conversation about Donald Trump and who is he picking and where does this all end up go flying out the window, who's next, and how do they quickly jump into that spot? And who's ready to do that? Who's ready to dive into that spot? And the, you know, the answer is there's a couple people who could do that. You know, there's, certainly there is. And it's a matter of what direction the behind the scenes peeps are doing, who they're fielding, and what we might not know, which is no matter what you think you know, there's plenty you don't know. And you can feel that, you can see that in this, in everything that's happened throughout this entire run, throughout this entire campaign process. And I don't think it's going to get any easier. Let's put it that way. Speaking of not getting any easier, the road for Hillary Clinton has not really opened up that much wider either, because despite the fact that now she's not facing charges, she still is facing public backlash on the email situation. So even though the FBI closed the case, so to speak, on Hillary Clinton, you got people slamming the FBI's announcement on the Clinton emails. You have charges of rigged system flying around out there. And you've got the FBI director, Comey, saying himself, as he's explaining it, that there just wasn't the evidence, but that it was wrong. I mean, he talks about that it was a mistake, but just doesn't do anything to make it stick to Hillary Clinton. So no charges, but it's not old news. It's news that still is floating because of the reaction. It was a seismic reaction, I think, to the FBI saying, there's nothing here, there's not enough here to charge her. And, you know, I said that in the beginning. So many of you called in and really thought that that was going to be it for Hillary Clinton. But lo and behold, not the case. And not surprising to me, because, you know, I said this all along, there's no way the FBI goes out on a giant limb unless they really think they have something ironclad, and they must have not, whatever information they were lacking, they didn't have that piece that they really, really needed. But I think deflecting and defending the whole email private server thing may just grow even bigger. That certainly wouldn't be shocking. Because if you're the Republicans, you're going to try to come up with every advantage you can, and this would certainly be considered an advantage to be able to use that and say, well, look, you know, look at the private server and how hackable was that, and we don't even know for sure if it was hacked or not. So is this somebody that you want in charge? And that's already been out there. But I think that just grows like a wicked virus, you know, even longer and bigger and takes up more time as this is being talked about. All the flaws are emerging because this is how we do in this country. So whatever the flaws are, what's the mud, what can you expose, or what can you blow up, that will be on Hillary Clinton, no doubt, for having the server. And I've already said my piece on this. There's no question that shouldn't have happened. How that was allowed to happen, who wasn't informed, how they didn't know it. I mean, you just got to figure. Think of all the channels there are. Somebody new comes in. They do this so well in Washington. They move them in and they move them out. Republicans and Democrats, different people that are appointed, different people that are approved, whatever it is. There's so many positions in D.C. and so many offices, and they move them back and forth, back and forth. So, you know, the upshot of that is that you cannot say that there wasn't somebody there that could have easily said that this is not, you know, said this isn't what we do. So you can't, you've got to be able to move this server. I mean, you know, you can't have a private server because that's not what happens when you become Secretary of State. When you're in any cabinet position, that's not a possibility. It's against regulation. So there's nobody that's there to monitor that. I just find that so ridiculously hard to believe. I mean, is it my job? Am I the person on the Hill that I'm moving people? And isn't the first thing I do is I send a memo to the people, to whoever their people are, whoever their communications director is, and say, listen, this is one of the first things we have to do. It seems like there would be some piece of that puzzle person out there. There would be somebody that could fill in that blank. I mean, but maybe I'm wrong. You know, one of the headlines I read today in the Washington Post was James Comey's abuse of power. So, as I said, this isn't going away anytime soon. And this is comment after comment about how could he have not seen this? And when the department closes an investigation, usually it's pretty quietly. At most, nothing that has been investigated is not fully disclosed. So they're saying that he also bungled it because he was inappropriate with the information that he put out to the masses, because it's a tradition that the Justice Department practices under the wire, and they have a way to handle matters, but that this sets a definite precedent for future investigations. And by saying that, it kind of goes along with what I said. If there are certain regulations, rules, or unsaid practices, you would have to believe that there were those pieces in place when it came to the Secretary of State or anybody else in a position where they had to have a BlackBerry, a connection, get files, be ultimately so super cleared for whatever the email is. I mean, come on. Give me a break. So anyway, I'm just saying, this is part of what's being discussed here. The role of the Justice Department editorializing, so the Washington Post says, he ignored the rules, he editorialized about what he called carelessness by Clinton and her aides in handling classified information, and saying that the statement wasn't grounded in any position in law, and that he recklessly speculated that Clinton's email system could have been hacked, even though he was admitting he had no evidence it was, so that he was guilty of conjecture. He might as well have been doing a talk show when he made those comments. And I think that's part of the problem. So, and he got himself into trouble. We have no charges, but this is wrong what happened here, and here's why. Gross negligence. But yet clearly we're not coming up with any charges. And I think that's what started some of the hubbub. All right, we are completely getting out of the email business for this next segment anyway. Fruits and nuts, shred it, and bingo.
Drop. Heart disease kills over 600,000 Americans every year. For heart health, Ben Fuchs recommends CardioFX.
CardioFX is a source of the B-complex vitamins. There's 120 milligrams of vitamin C per dose. So you're going to get your vitamin C, you're going to get your B-complex and the CardioFX. The CardioFX is also a source of sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine. Sulfur deficiency can lead to elevated homocysteine, and it is thought to be one of the major reasons why vegetarians are at higher risk in some countries, and based on some studies, for heart disease than folks who eat animal protein. It has something to do with the lower sulfur content of vegetarian diets, and you will get sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine in the CardioFX product. N-acetylcysteine can be converted into taurine. So all in all, it's a pretty well-rounded cardiovascular nutritional supplement.
Concerned about heart health? Order CardioFX by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
America Tonight. So one of my favorite segments that we do here on the show is a segment that we call Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo.
Bingo!
Nathan Reeder jumps into the limelight as he steps from behind the microphone to in front of the microphone. Hello, Nathan.
No, it's always kind of just aimed at us. I mean, sometimes it's to the side. I'm to the side of the microphone. But that'd just be silly, Kate. Cardioid patterns, really. If you want to stand on the other side, it just doesn't make sense.
Frankly, I think it's a miracle that we get these shows on the way we do. I think it's really wild. It really is when you think about it.
Oh, yeah. like,
you know, it's just for, let's peel back the onion for a quick second. For everybody out there who doesn't know about radio or radio stations, you know, it used to be that you go into a radio station and everybody was right there and you were behind the glass and then somebody else was behind the other side of the glass and everybody was looking at each other.
The time of ISO booths, how I miss you.
Yes, and now, nope, not anymore. Now half the time we're flying blind. Nobody's looking at each other. We have technology to thank for that in one way. It's really cool. But that's what the deal is. I mean, it's just wild to think about it. It's a whole different world now.
Oh, radio and audio being as simple as it is has been the forefront of most of communication.
Absolutely. And it's been this way for all of you listening, it's been this way for about a decade at least. It's been definitely a decade because we've done this show almost that long. Wow. That's crazy. Cool. Okay, so our first Fruits and Nuts Shredded and Bingo is not that. It's this. Supermodel Christy Brinkley, Nathan, had to turn her hose on a woman who tried to pee in front of her Hamptons house.
Well, she didn't have to turn her hose on.
Well, she felt like she had to hose the woman down to try to get her to stop doing that.
Hose versus hose. Wait.
Get the hose! Get the hose!
Wait. That's just way too funny.
It is funny. Did you intend that pun?
No.
She says what happened was, and this happened on 4th of July, she saw what the woman was going to do. She grabbed her hose, let out a stream of this, you know, soaking water on the squatting 36-year-old woman. She said, I know it's Independence Day, but that doesn't mean she's free to pee in front of my guests and me and my fireworks gathering. So this was a trespasser. Then what she did was the woman wouldn't leave or whatever, and she called the police, and they came and removed her.
Shred it.
Well, what do you do? I don't know. What do you do in that situation?
I don't know. I don't do that, but you know, whatever. People and their feelings about their private property, and people and their feelings about peeing on other people's property.
I mean, she obviously. Whoever she was, you know, and they said that she had a few and had no place to go, and so that's what happened. But usually you're talking about, let's face it, guys listening, men doing that, not women as much. It's more
okay,
man thing.
Fine,
I'm going to be
fine.
Sexist. It's more man thing.
Sure, whatever, Kate. I hang out with all different kinds of people.
I do too.
That sex thing really doesn't matter when you get down to it.
Because you gotta go.
Yep.
And so what do? You know.
But you're right. It's probably men at least getting arrested for it more often.
Yes.
Than women.
I bet you that's
women
true.
Women probably. Not as much.
You know what? That's a good point. She got a citation. That's what she got. Like a little slap on the wrist. Mm. That's it.
Well,
but if you're a guy,
is she now a sex offender?
No.
Well, that's good.
Whereas a man, I see your point, a man might become a sex offender.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
especially
that's bad.
A celebrity who didn't like the situation. Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah, you're right. If it was a guy, oh, that's a whole different angle to this. Boy, I'm going to say shred it and then some. Oof, absolutely. All right, so let's move on to this one. How about this? This is a story that I was reading, actually even a couple of days ago, this started to come out. But it's a story about it's a sad story. A teenager was killed when a barbecue came loose from a motorhome, smashing into a car on a highway. Just a freak accident. A support beam connecting this barbecue smoker, it flipped, and this was on Route 31 where it happened. I just think it is. I know it's a weird story to bring up. I just think it's sad. And you know what? These are things you don't think about sometimes when you've got I see this, it's kind of like an obstacle course sometimes, avoiding what people don't have tied down quite as well. And in the case of this smoker, it just, you know, it was a weird thing. A support beam was loose and they didn't know. But how sad.
Physics is a great equalizer.
Yes.
Chaos,
it is.
Out of order, will show through somehow.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we, this is not the booze show, but because we did talk about the one woman, and I feel like we're always pounding on men now that you say that. So here's a, there's another story about another woman that had to be dragged off a plane because she was completely unruly before taking off on this plane. She was identified, her name is Chandler Black. She was charged with obstruction and public drunkenness, and, you know, the cops just came into the plane and they dragged her off because, you know, they won't take that anymore. If you get up and you start to scream or do something crazy, she was on a Delta flight in Atlanta, 23-year-old.
Man, that airport bartender was so ready to just get them to the gate. Just get out of here.
Just
yeah,
leave.
Okay, $5 tip. Okay, yeah, sure. See ya.
Just get out of here.
Your security's problem now.
Yeah, you're not my problem anymore. And maybe that's it. I don't know. Have you ever been a bartender? Have you ever worked in a restaurant?
Not really a bartender, but I've worked in several restaurants. I work in a bar right now.
Right. And where do you cut people off? Do you see people that you know cut people off because they're just had a little bit too much?
Well, yeah. You have to consider the possible safety conditions later on in the next hour in front of, especially if you know the people.
But yeah,
then you can.
I agree. I think it's good, even if no matter what.
It's nicer with regulars because you can get to know them.
Yep. I agree. All right. How about this one? Have you ever been on a hoverboard?
Not yet.
Oh, boy, I know someone that has a hoverboard. About 500,000 hoverboards have been recalled because they say there have been fires and burns and crazy accidents. It seemed like it was working well, but apparently not so well for a few people.
Okay, don't slow down the total machine. That's Plato's, Plato's design sitting there in the background. They're going to float, okay? 1.0 is not 2.0 or whatever other versions it's going to take.
Right, that's true. It's going to take a couple versions and then they'll correct it. It's almost like free beta testing.
Oh yeah, well
it
that's,
is.
That's what our market is about.
Beta testing. You know what? And these hoverboards cost up to $900.
Oh yeah.
Wow. They'll fix them. I think you're right. So airlines, railroads, college campuses, they're banning them because they're worried with the fires. And then they'll get it right, that's for sure. All right, I say shred it for that. What do you say?
I say kind of shred it. Yeah, I agree.
Shred it.
It's not that a big deal.
I agree. Nathan, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Kate.
Thanks for listening to This Hour, everybody.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.